You're okay. But more importantly, I can now ask you many questions. Who am I? I should be asking you that question, sir. After all, you wandered into my territory. I hope you had a good reason for coming over. Don't struggle, darling. You're not going anywhere for a while. At least not until you answer my questions. So I suggest you save your energy and pay very close attention to me. Good boy. You're in no danger anymore. Mostly. That's all dependent on how you answer my questions. If you answer them truthfully and behave, I might just let you go. If you lie, or I notice you trying to hide something, well, I might have to break this pretty skin of yours. So I highly recommend you tell me the absolute truth. Otherwise, the next place you'll be headed is 6 feet deep. So, little mouse, are you ready to answer the viper's questions? Good boy. Maybe I won't have to cut out your tongue after all. Now then, my little mouse. First question. Why did you walk into my territory uninvited? My, my. You had no clue that this area belongs to me. You do look very unfamiliar. And completely clueless to who I am. You're young. And clearly inexperienced as a gang member. Plus you look very cute. Yet shaky. Like a baby deer learning to walk. You just arrived in the city yesterday. That does explain your appearance and your lack of knowledge of this place. You already checked your passport when one of my ladies brought you in. Everything checks out so far. It seems I've gone astray. Wandering aimlessly into the line of fire. I'm terribly sorry for getting you hurt. You don't deserve to have your beautiful body harmed. There is just one more question I must ask you, okay? Good. Now listen very carefully, Mouse. Why did you come here into this city? Was it purely for personal reasons like vacation? Or was it strictly business? Personal time. You have the next few months off. I see. You're nothing more than a little mouse scurrying around a massive cheese factory for food. But on the contrary, my dear, I think I found a new toy to play with. Under me. chains restraining you make you look so cute and utterly helpless. Let you go. Oh, darling. Even if I wanted to let you go, I simply can't. I would be putting you back into the line of fire and risk you getting hurt again. Or much worse. If I tried to escort you out, I have a feeling my enemies might hijack the escort and take you hostage. I simply can't have any of that, can I? So for now, until I can guarantee your safety to leave, you will stay with me from now on. Let's set some ground rules for your stay. I don't want my kin to become a stray again so soon. Over the next 48 hours, you are going to stay chained up on the bed. Furthermore, you will either be accompanied either by one of my lieutenants or by me personally while you're here. Don't worry, pretty boy. You'll be fed and sheltered while you stay here. After 48 hours, those chains come off and you're free to explore the premises under supervision by me alone. Oh, and if at any point you need to go to the bathroom, either I or a lieutenant I'll escort you to the men's room. Oh god, no. We won't go into the bathroom with you. Despite your situation, we honor one's privacy when they need to relieve themselves. But if you're not out when you're done, the person that escorted you will be forced to enter and make sure you're okay. You so cute when you blush like that, pretty boy. It's adorable. Now there is one more rule we must establish. This one is a big non-negotiable. Every night that you're here, either one of my lieutenants or I will cuddle you during the night as you sleep. Think of it as protection after your incident from earlier. We're taking every precaution to make sure you're safe in our care. Don't worry. You'll be able to leave once everything settles down and the conflict ends. However, if you can't leave and are at too much risk of getting hurt, well, I'm sure you can figure out what might happen, right? So for now, you'll be staying here with us. I see your injuries are healing well. That's good. Our doctor told us that it might take a full month for you to fully recover. You can take the bandages off after a couple of weeks to let it heal naturally. I see that look in your eye, pretty boy. You've been infatuated by me the second you saw me. No need to apologize. You're not the only man that was so easily seduced by me. I found them boring, and they broke so easily. I'm gonna remove the chains from your wrist, so don't try anything stupid. There now, that must feel a little better, right? stretched him out, sweetie. You earned it. It feels good to be free, doesn't it? Enjoy it for now. They go back on tomorrow morning until breakfast. So I suggest you wrap those arms around me and let me hold you. That's my good boy. My very good boy. You follow instructions so perfectly. Such obedience deserves a reward. Your reward is to be my pet for the duration of your stay here. Up your reward to be my little kitten. Don't worry. You'll learn that I'm very loving yet strict owner with my pets. As long as you obey, I'll reward you with praise and cuddles. Doesn't that sound good to you, kitten? Good boy. You're proving to be obedient already. You feel so soft in my arms. You're already starting to relax after all you've been through. Don't worry about a thing. You're safe and sound with me. There you are. All snuggled. Getting frosted again, kitten. What's wrong? Did mommy say something to get you all riled up? Yes, I call myself mommy. Wow, wow, wow. Someone has a soft spot for mommy dolls. Well, now my little stray. Your mommy's bed now, and I'm not letting you go. Unfortunately, I don't have a collar for you yet, sweetie. But since you'll be staying in bed for the next 2 days, it gives me plenty of time to pick one out. So get very comfortable, because you'll be spending a lot of time with mommy from now. You're safe with me, kitten. That's it. Snuggle up to mommy as she plays with your hair. Take some deep breaths and relax for me. Good boy. You're being such a good boy for mommy. Get me started on the black market. I swear most of the people there are half-brain numbskulls that don't look at the price of anything. But you don't have to worry about that. Just relax for mommy now. Will I give you jobs after you're out of these chains? I might give you a small cleaning job. I can keep an eye on you. But apart from that, you're free to wander our home while under supervision. God, you look so cute and hot when you're chained up. But you look even hotter snuggled up against me. Purring. Never let you go. I may just have to keep you as my pet forever. job you have. You may be away from that place for a few months, but do you like it whenever you clock in? At first you don't, but lately it's gotten too exhausting and people became arrogant. I understand. It sounds like a once proud business now cares more about profit over its employees. Have you thought of putting in your 2 weeks' notice? Oh, Kitty. That's why you're on vacation, isn't it? Contemplating stepping away from your job to find a new one. All the while staying with Mommy until everything settles down. Well, if you do put in your notice, you're always welcome to come back and work for Mommy. No, you wouldn't work on the front lines or make deals with a rival. You would just stay as my pet and work smaller jobs. But don't worry, you'll be paid handsomely. Well, that all depends, doesn't it? If you're a good kid for Mommy, you'll get praise, cuddles, pets, and all the love you ever want. However, if you disobey, then there will be punishments. You have soft lips, Ken. I can kiss them all night long. Don't think about the punishments. You only save those if you're bad, Kitty. You don't want to be a bad boy, right? You always want to be a good boy for Mommy. Might indulge in more intimate fantasy. Either you had a hot girlfriend or practice at a one-night stand. Don't answer that, baby. None of that matters now. You belong to me now. And you're my little kin from now on. Oh, you want to call your boss and quit right now? Why am I? You're turning out to be a good kid for Mommy. Wait, well. You're all mine now, pretty boy. Mommy is going to take very good care of you. So now. your eyes and sleep with mommy. I'll chase away all your nightmares. Make you only dream of me forever. Shh. Everything's okay now. Nothing is going to hurt you ever again. Just rest now with mommy. You're all happy.